Now, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Simon Barrow, who's chief scientific officer and CEO with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, was on talking about the fin whale that turned up in the River Liffey and then was buried in Donnyman Strand. And he was talking about sound recordings and how they go about making sound recordings of whales in the open ocean and what that means to them and what they can learn from this. Anyway, why am I telling you all this? Well, for the first time, marine biologists have recorded singing by one of the rarest whales on the planet, the North Pacific right whale. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, used moored acoustic recorders to capture repeated patterns of calls made by male North Pacific right whales. North Pacific right whales are the rarest of all large whale species and among the rarest of all marine mammal species. And this is the first time the right whale songs in any population have been documented. Jessica Krantz is fisheries marine biologist with the US Scientific Agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and she told me all about it.
The North Pacific right whale was named the right whale because it was the right whale to kill. It can grow to be up to about 60 feet long. So it was slow, very fatty and oily, and it floated when it was killed. So it became the target of extensive whaling in the 1800s. And it's estimated that between 26 and 37,000 animals were taken in just a few decades. And then in the 1960s, the Soviets began hunting them illegally and just decimated what was left of the population and brought them down to their current numbers, which our best estimate at this point is only around 30 individuals. So they are extremely rare and extremely endangered.
Now, in which oceans can we find these mammals?
The only place we know for sure that they exist is the southeastern Bering Sea in the summer. Historically, they were distributed widely throughout the entire Bering Sea and North Pacific, but now their range is quite constricted, and the only place we know for sure that you can find them is in the southeastern Bering Sea in the summer months. We still don't know where they go, when or if they leave the Bering Sea. We don't know what their migration routes are, where their breeding or calving grounds are, so there is still a lot about this population that we don't know.
You've got recordings of these whales' vocalizations. How rare are these recordings, and what's special about them?
Every year we do detect right whale calls. So we do know that every year they go to that location to where our recorders are. But recording them from a year-round recorder and actually seeing them are two very different scenarios. We will often go years without seeing a single animal. So every year when we're out at sea, we are constantly monitoring in real time for right whales. And although we may hear them on occasion, we went 5 years once without seeing a single right whale. Within those 5 years, we were out at sea and we were monitoring, but we didn't have the time to specifically go and look for them. But there were a couple years where we did have a dedicated survey and just did not find any. You know, we might hear them acoustically, but actually going and finding the animal is very rare. They're the proverbial needle in a haystack.
And these sounds qualify as song?
We know that right whales make a variety of calls or sound types, but we haven't ever discovered those sound types being produced in any manner that resembles song or patterns. And in 2010, when we were out at sea, we started detecting this pattern of gunshot sounds. And the gunshot is one of the predominant call types for our population. And so we tried to locate the calling animal, but never found it. We were in thick fog and rough seas. So at the time, we kind of dismissed it as maybe an anomaly. But then we started going back into our long-term recorder data and going through several years' worth of data, and we found that same pattern occurring again, as well as three other kinds. So now we're starting to think, okay, well, this really looks like patterns. We think this is a right whale, but we never got visual confirmation until 2017 when we were out at sea again and we're finally able to get that visual confirmation and say, yes, this is a right whale, and yes, it is singing.
Now, these blunt noises you describe as gunshot-type sounds, they're not at all harmonious, so how do they qualify as song?
These songs sound very different from what people would think when we say whale song. They tend to think of, you know, humpback whales that have very melodious sounds and very almost haunting, beautiful calls. And our songs are comprised almost entirely of this impulsive, almost percussive sounding call. It's called the gunshot. So, you know, when you listen to it, it doesn't immediately strike you as being song. But what classifies it as a song is the fact that it is extremely regular. The timing in between the gunshots is very precise. The number of gunshots and the timing in between them, the rhythmic patterning of it, and the fact that that pattern is repeated over and over for hours is what classifies it as song. So males tend to produce the gunshot sound much more frequently than females do. And it's been hypothesized before that the gunshot may be used in some kind of a reproductive display. So the fact that these songs are comprised mainly of gunshots leads us to suspect that this is a reproductive display and that it is maybe a way of attracting mates.
Just looking at the technical side of things, Jessica, how did you go about recording them?
We first recorded it using an instrument called a sonobuoy, and that is a free-floating instrument that allows us to listen in real time to sounds as they are being produced. So it transmits audio signals back to a receiver on a vessel in real time. So whenever we are out at sea, we are monitoring in real time and can hear a call as the whale makes it. And these instruments also have directional capabilities. So not only can we say we're hearing the sound, but it's coming from this direction over here. So then you can deploy two or more and actually triangulate or localize on that calling animal. It depends on the oceanographic features at the time, obviously how loud the whale is making the sound, but we have detected these as far away as about 40 nautical miles.
40 nautical miles doesn't sound like much when compared with the distances other whale species communicate over.
Well, it's a decent distance, but you know, you have to consider the environment. When you hear that blues and fin whales can, you know, their calls can travel for hundreds or plus kilometers or miles, that's often in deep water where they kind of hit what we call the SOFAR channel. It's the ideal conditions for sound propagation, and so that's what allows their calls to travel so far. But the Bering Sea, where the right whales are, is very shallow. It's usually less than 100 meters. And so you don't get the propagation in the Bering Sea that you would in one of the deeper water channels. So it's very possible that these calls propagate farther than we're detecting them. I'm sure whale hearing is, you know, much more sensitive than what we can detect. But yeah, a lot of it is just the nature of the shallow Bering Sea shelf.
You mentioned earlier that you believe there are as few as 30 North Pacific right whales remaining in the world.
Our current population estimate is only at around 30 individuals. And within that, it's a roughly 2-to-1 male-biased sex ratio, or potentially even as high as 3-to-1, which unfortunately is the opposite ratio you want when you're trying to rebuild and recover a population. So it's really kind of a dire situation for these animals.
So given that there are so few, what's the future for the North Pacific right whale?
You know, that's a good question and one that we hope to be able to answer. I think a lot of us are still hoping that there is some cache of right whales in the North Pacific that we haven't yet discovered. But extinction is a very real threat for this population. You know, the loss of even a single animal would be detrimental, especially when you consider that, to the best of our knowledge, we only have around 8 or 9 females left in the population. So they very much have a long road ahead of them. It's a very dire situation. But, you know, we owe it to them to give them every effort and to give it our best shot. So we remain hopeful that they can recover, provided they manage to avoid a lot of the threats that face them. You know, there is still a chance. So the eternal optimist in me wants to say, yes, that they have a shot.
In terms of your research, are aspects of the whale song still under analysis? And what are you hoping to find?
So this discovery of song in our population, it almost raises more questions than it answers. We really want to be able to find out, first of all, is this truly unique to our population, or has it just not yet been discovered in the other populations? If it is unique to our population, why is that? Why is it that the rarest and most endangered of the right whale populations is the one that is singing? And perhaps most importantly, what is the function of this song? Based on what we know about song in other whale species, our best guess and our current hypothesis is that this is some kind of a reproductive display, similar to song in humpback whales or bowhead whales. But with such a small sample size and with sightings being so infrequent, you know, it may be a long time before we can answer that. So one of the things that we really hope will come from this discovery of song is, you know, I mentioned that we still don't know where the migration routes or breeding grounds are for this population. But if there are detections of this song outside of the Bering Sea, then that is a really clear indicator of right whale presence. So our colleagues who have recorders in locations all around the Pacific, if they detect these songs and these patterns, that's a really clear indicator that there's a right whale in that area. So perhaps, you know, getting additional detections will help us to start to answer those questions of where are these animals going when or if they leave the Bering Sea.
Thanks, Jessica.